love.
Love Line is meant for an adult audience. For an adult audience. Love Line may contain sexually oriented content. Sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Listener discretion is advised. This is Love Line.
Love Line.
With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, it's Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. Marilyn Manson in the studio tonight.
Addiction specialist and a doctor that is not certified.
Great to see you, Marilyn. Good to see you guys. It's always a grab bag around here. I was sitting in the car listening to the end of the Yankees game, and I was thinking to myself, wonder if we have a guest tonight. And then I thought, well, wait a minute. Isn't that Ron Jeremy and Christy Canyon? And I thought, nah, I don't know if we have a guest tonight. And then as I sat in the car, because I was here early. The game's not over yet.
Sheesh.
And I walked down the hall, and producer Ann met me in the hall, and she gave me that, did you get my message? Which means we have a guest. It's a big guest, and no, I don't know who it is. So
you
now
know who
I
it
know.
Is. You hadn't looked at the message.
I hadn't, and the surprise guest, usually the surprise guest is for the people who listen to the show.
Yeah.
In this case, it's for the host, too.
If it's any consolation, I found out about 15 minutes before I got here, too.
Was it?
I thought it was supposed to be another day.
It wasn't on the list, was it?
No.
All right. Well, anyway, a pleasant surprise. Marilyn Manson is here. Last time Marilyn was here, he was drinking absinthe.
Well, you were.
I had a taste. Yeah. Well, Marilyn did that thing where he said, hey, buddy, got you a gift. And I said, oh, what's that? And he says, it's absinthe. It's great. Gets you a nice high. And I said, oh, that's nice. I'll enjoy that at home. And he said, well, why don't you give it a little taste? And then Marilyn drank three quarters of the bottle. And I had a little taste, and it's a weird buzz.
It's pleasant.
It's pleasant. Yeah. If the world,
I had some today.
If the world, oh, you did.
Yeah.
Now, are you into it? Are you strung out on it? Are you addicted to it?
I could say I'm addicted to it. I'm not strung out on it.
You're addicted to it. Like a day doesn't go by that you don't have a little taste.
That's probably true. Yeah.
Yeah. I got the same thing with red wine. Really. Anderson says
from wine
over ever.
Well, see, with absinthe, sometimes you don't get a hangover because you just play it through and you don't go to sleep. So there's no hangover.
I guess if you never stop drinking,
you don't wake up.
Why is it illegal, or is it illegal here?
It's becoming trendy.
Right.
You know? There'll probably be like a new WB show about absinthe or something. Now, there's a misconception because in the day, it was poorly distilled and it was like moonshine.
Oh, really?
So it would just make your hair fall out and your
it was more of a quality than it was the actual properties of it.
It's the wormwood that's in it is the redeeming factor, or the, you know, it's the part that makes you high, or it's actually, you know, it's in the Bible too. It's what God sent down to poison the waters because mankind was full of sin.
Oh, really?
If you like that sort of thing.
I thought he took a leak in it. I didn't know he'd actually dumped the absinthe in there. Is that in there, Drew?
I have not read that, but I
the wormwood.
Put the wormwood in there. Marilyn, I heard as I was walking in tonight, is looking for an opening band for the tour, which is kicking off in like a week or 5 days. Or when's the tour?
Is he allowed to talk
off
about that?
Not the opening band. The tour starts.
Is that something else? Yeah, you have an opening band for your tour?
Yeah, I'm working.
Oh, okay.
The tour starts in.
When's it start? It says
I don't know.
It says
next week.
It says here it starts in late August, and we're in sort of. October. I'm sorry.
We're late October.
Late October. And we're getting there now.
Next week.
And you have an opening band.
Something like that.
Okay. We're not supposed to talk about it.
It's not really required. We're doing a very intimate setting, kind of bringing back a lot of things we haven't done in a long time because it's a best of kind of digging out some of the Antichrist Superstar era.
And is that stuff like costumes and props and stuff? Is that mothballed? Do you have to get that out of the public storage place?
It was in the first place. So, no, actually, I don't want to tell too much about what it is, but I did dig out some of the stuff that if I... I brought out some of my old clothes that were stained with things that I'm not really sure, but
still
bloods. Yes,
a lot of DNA. A lot of male protein on there.
Speaking of which, I had a wet dream this morning.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
Isn't that?
Yeah.
So I did an applause for that.
Remarkable. Do you remember the dream?
I'm not sure exactly what it was, but it was something, and I don't want my fiance to be jealous because it's a dream, because
it's
I think she was there kind of moderating.
Wet dreams are never involving people. Rarely.
No, this
you love
people in it.
But not people you really are.
No.
It was like random.
It's random, yeah. Males anyway.
You know, McDonald's has those
big ball tanks?
Yeah. Something like that.
Balls where the kids jump around, yeah?
Yeah, the big tanks filled with balls.
And Charlize Theron was doing a handstand.
Well, hold on.
In the balls.
I said big ball tanks, not big ball tanks.
I know, yes.
You know what I'm saying?
I getcha.
And Charlize Theron was doing a handstand.
No, you're making that up.
No, I'm not making that up. That's really true.
Really?
But I think it's because I saw this video that my bass player had.
Was it
called that. No.
Unclothed.
No, there was some sort of sexual experiment going on.
And that caused the emission.
The emission.
The handstand.
That's like the emission test.
Yes, yes.
But I didn't enjoy it, huh?
Of course not. Of course not.
So the weird thing is that I saw this video the night before. Have you seen it? It's called The Helicopter. It's this Japanese porn star.
Mm-mm.
And I'll try and describe it within the limitations. There's a woman laying face down. He's on top of her, and he manages to spin around like a helicopter.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Wow.
Maybe that inspired it.
He spins, not she.
He spins.
Hmm.
Yes.
And he's also hairless. He's hairless because he's Japanese. And he's on top of her.
And he spins.
Spinning like the propeller on Drew's beanie.
My beanie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
he's lodged.
Right.
By his member, and he spins.
Right. And
there's no liftoff.
Does she...
Inverted? She's laying there with her
flat.
Rear end in the air.
Rear end in the air. Okay.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah. There's a little bit of
a helicopter,
like a teeter totter.
A fuselage.
Right. Yeah. No. I mean, I think what Marilyn is saying is you need a sort of
you
point,
need to be off the ground. Yeah.
A point to twist on. Yeah. And is he doing it in is he consistently going around or is he flinging?
He goes
himself?
Both ways.
Really.
So, and I'm not sure if he even used his hand. He might have did like a little push to get going, but...
Wow.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So that might have inspired it. I have no idea.
It couldn't have hurt. And you got to have a certain... You have sort of gymnast-like strength.
Dr. Drew is really fascinated by this.
Totally
I was too. I
was just imagining getting zero gravity. Because then it would just be infinite.
Well, you know what we're thinking would be cool?
Well, what happens if it doesn't stay... solid
or just
that could pull off
he could fly off and hit himself on like a pottery barn
right
wicker chair or something.
I don't know how we got into it, but we were talking about porn and we were talking about zero gravity in porn and we thought it would be an ultimate porn is if you'd got the money to go in that plane that does the arc you get 30 seconds of zero gravity.
Yes.
Do it to film space movies in and train astronauts. Have you
like
seen
the cross-eyed Backstreet Boy?
Yeah, yeah. He wants to go to space.
But this
guy
is actually a plane that makes you weightless for a few seconds.
Yeah.
Because it just goes, it just drops.
Oh, that's horrible. That's like that demon drop rise.
It's a plane that's, and I think NASA commissioned it or something. It's like a DC-10 or something. They gut the fuselage. They fill it with, all padded.
Yeah.
And they put astronauts, and like, I think when Tom Hanks made that, like, space movie, they would shoot
those
zero gravity scenes that weren't in space when they did that.
Right.
And if you think about it, how else would you shoot that? If you can't go to outer space and, you know, there's no wires. So you get, like, 30 seconds of zero gravity, but because the plane does a huge arc and it just creates zero gravity for, I guess, 30, 40 seconds, something like that. Point is you time your orgasm with the zero gravity.
And you get a face full of...
You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying you got a porn movie.
I think a friend of mine lost a testicle up inside of himself on one of those dropping...
No, that'll happen anyway. It just happens naturally.
Wow.
But I find it amazing that we both spontaneously brought up zero gravity in pornography, and we've never, ever done
with
that.
With me, too.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's weird.
Well, it's called kismet, or jismet. All right. Marilyn Manson in studio tonight. We will hop on the phones. We'll hear something off the Lest We Forget, which is the best of for Marilyn Manson. and all that. But first, we'll take some phone calls. Brittany?
Yeah.
21?
Yeah.
What's up?
Hi, Brittany.
Like I was saying, like, I just had anal sex and I wanted to know if it was safe to do it with condoms or not.
The Japanese guy spinning around on top of you.
Wait a minute. You just had it.
I just had anal sex like 3 hours ago.
3 hours ago. Good
wow.
times.
Yeah.
And what's your question?
I want to know if it's safe to do it with condoms or not and lotions or... Because we didn't use any lotions or condoms.
Oh, you didn't?
So, Brittany, hang on a second here. Hang on a second.
How did you get to the... Can I ask just how... Was there any was there something before the anal sex, or did he just go right for the butt?
Well, he started licking it, and I just did it.
This guy's a champ.
Wow.
Yeah.
But you what are you asking us? That somehow, magically, by telling you having anal sex without a condom is okay, it's going to make it okay?
Yeah, is it okay? Is it safe?
You know.
I looked at some pictures of some asses.
Are you watching Oz?
You know it's not okay, right? You can get a, that's the best way to get an STD, right?
Girls.
What?
But you got to a girl that'll do that is a strong woman.
You have to reward
them with jewelry.
I almost can't believe, Brittany. Is this possible?
She's just dumb. Brittany.
Yeah.
Who is the guy? Is he your boyfriend?
My boyfriend, yeah. He lives across the street. He's listening.
All right.
Yeah. And you've been sexually active with him before, and all of a sudden you guys progressed to this thing, right?
Yeah, because I was kind of ovulating, so we just got kind of horny and wanted to get somewhere else.
Oh, no, you weren't ovulating or
having
your
period. Ovulating happened a couple of weeks ago.
Hold on, I'm going to go out on a limb here. Pre-med, Brittany?
No,
PhD in biochemistry.
I'm in a JC community college.
Hold on. Junior college.
No.
Does he have a car?
I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I cannot believe this is the product of junior college. I refuse to believe it,
Even
Drew.
She, though, pushes the limits that institution.
I think it's Oz. That show Oz can really put a dent in kids' minds.
She may be on, like, a basketball scholarship at a junior college. Like, if you can picture the dumbest of the dumb. Brittany?
Yeah.
Okay, you're not. Are you on scholarship over there at the junior college?
Nothing. No, just a regular student.
JC doesn't really cost anything, does it?
Yeah, I know, but I was trying to think of the dumbest students amongst the dumb populace. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's sort of like in the prison, there's the killers and then there's the serial killers.
Right.
So you see what I'm saying?
Okay,
there's always worse.
So let's be very concrete, very specific with Brittany.
Right.
And that is that, of course, anal sex without a condom is much riskier than with a condom. You're not going to get pregnant, but you can get STDs. And as you said, you've seen pictures of asses that have had anal sex. And indeed, yes, you can get hemorrhoids and fissures and prolapse and all kinds of lovely things.
Ew.
Yeah, but no, you probably
might have seen a picture of my ass, but I haven't had that on me. I've delivered it, though.
Yeah. He delivers the fissures. He doesn't get them. You know what I mean?
I will deliver.
Yeah. That's a fissure, not a promise, my friend.
Okay.
I mean, a promise, not a fissure.
So, Brittany, you did this thing. It's with a boyfriend. He has no STDs. You guys have been together a while. Is that right?
Yeah. I feel bad now.
No, you're okay.
Why didn't you,
you're fine.
As, you know, here's
the issue. She was ovulating.
But, I know. She was having her
period. Little Robitussin.
But what is it? The anal sex is less disturbing to somebody than having sex with your period? You know what I mean?
It's a decent point. Plus, you're basically
It depends on if you want to do Dracula or Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory.
Right.
But
you're staring at a spent condom. I mean, tampon the whole time.
Either way. But here's the deal.
Yeah.
I think it was just her boyfriend using the leverage of the moment, as it were, to sort of get his opportunity, to wedge his opportunity into this.
How old? 21?
She's 21. She's an adult, mind
you. And by the way, hold on. Brittany, any children?
No children.
Good. Good girl.
All right. Let's get out of junior college and get a job.
I have a job.
All right? Huh?
I do. I have a job.
All right. Why are you going to junior college?
To be a cop.
Be a cop?
You want to be a cop?
That's good. That comes in handy in police work.
You don't. You don't have to go to junior college to be a cop.
But you do have to have anal sex.
Yeah.
Are you a Mormon?
Yeah, but they teach you that at the academy. All right, Brittany. Listen.
You see,
Brittany,
Police Academy 4 with David Spade.
You're a chick. They're dying to get chicks on the force, right?
Yeah, I guess.
All right.
even, fantastic. She needs to sort of raise her profile with JC.
Yeah.
You know, you make herself a little more presentable. No, make her a little more presentable in terms of her use of language and things.
Jesus Christ?
Yeah.
Junior college.
Oh, sorry.
By the way, a little finishing school wouldn't hurt a lot of the ladies we speak to. I know it sounds sexist
with a book
and
on
kind
her
of.
Head.
I hate when chicks say, he was giving me head. Yeah. That always bothers me.
Well, she said we had to just find another hole. That was a nice hole.
No, she said find something else to stick it in.
That's
like
very lovely.
The garden.
Poetic. Right. What use of prose? I mean, it's amazing.
All right. Let's talk to Marley, who's 18. Marley?
Hi.
You're 18. Got a question for Marilyn?
Yeah. You were in the movie Party Monster. It just came out in 04 last... No, I mean, was it 04 this year? I'm not sure when it came out, actually.
I'm not good with math, but yes, I was in Party Monster.
I think it came out earlier this year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was just a small part, but...
No, it's a great movie. You were playing Christine, right?
Yes, which was a real person, so it's... I didn't want to be a caricature of someone who's really alive, but I did watch some videotapes. It was a preoperative transsexual with a fake German accent.
Really? Could you do a fake German accent?
Well, I did at the time, yeah.
Wow.
Did they ever coach you and that kind of thing for it? Or you just figured out
No. I usually just walk around the house in a blonde wig doing that anyways. But the best part was that, it's a drug addict, and they wanted to drug test me, you know, for insurance for the film, so I thought that was kind of amusing.
Oh, really? How'd you do?
I didn't.
You didn't do it? You whizzed pure absinthe.
I said, you either want me or you don't. And
that's good.
And Macaulay Culkin bought me my first pack of cigarettes. Look where he is now.
Oh, yeah. Got busted for
wasn't
stealing
even my fault.
Something in Oklahoma. I just saw old Macaulay last week.
What do you need to know about? Do you have a question?
Yeah. What do you need to know, Marley?
I was just wondering how it was working with Paul Culkin, especially since he hasn't done a movie in so long, and it's completely different from Home Alone and stuff. You know, it's surreal. It's a real movie, and it's really intense. Stuff that happens.
He's nice. He's very shy about going out in public, and I think he was really concerned about how the movie would be used, because he appears with his ass showing in a lot of... He knows that there's a large, older, perverted man following of him.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, but it was a strange concern that I never thought of, because I'm sure that there are lots of people that I don't know who...
Well, we can't judge. I mean, we just can't. But, yeah.
I liked it.
Did those people ever do anything to him?
I have no idea.
Well, they just beat off to, Home Alone millions of times.
Whoa.
Yeah. Oh, they're out there, Drew.
I know. I mean, the human is just a wonderful instrument.
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't know if they have any use for him now that he's, 23, you know?
He looks pretty young. He's in the phenomenon. I had this obsession with Patrick Dempsey for a while because he's like a Ralph Macchio, these guys that don't ever play men.
Right.
Dempsey's now, he plays a man in movies.
Yeah.
But Macaulay's still playing a younger fellow.
Everyone, I've met him, you've met him, everyone's ever worked with him, says he's a real nice guy.
Yeah. Seems a little weird, but yeah. Dempsey was my neighbor, by the way. And
I stole the Patrick Dempsey parking thing from Blockbuster. I have that.
Oh, you did?
If you need it anytime.
I took him out tool shopping.
I remember that.
I remember that. I tried to make a man of him.
He was the woo-woo kid.
Ironically. Yeah. Yeah, nice guy. Smoked a little
weed. You're a teenager, you look at that and you think, I want to be like him.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be like him.
Watched about half a Karate Kid.
Together?
No. Tonight, actually. It's funny that you brought Ralph Macchio up as well, and I was thinking about him. Sure, not becoming a guy. Or a man, I should say.
But were you masturbating?
I was, but I was thinking about, what's her name, in the pit of balls at the McDonald's. Oh, Charlize Theron.
Yeah, the other thing we never talks about in terms of celebrities and who they are and how they are sort of emotionally and whatnot is who they are dating speaks volumes, probably more than anything else about who they are. And Mila Kunis is a nice woman.
Yes.
And that's his girlfriend. And that says something about him.
I invited them over to my house, and I think she got offended at some point and wanted to leave.
Why?
I can't imagine you have anything offensive at your house. That's shocking.
She got offended? I mean, what?
I don't know if I said something, or I think I was watching Uncle Goddamn. I don't know. Sorry if I could say that. But it's a movie where these people that live in a trailer park in North Carolina tape up their uncle and set him on fire and spray painted. I don't know if it was that or if it was
my, it a real movie?
My decor.
Was it, they like actually
put on it? What's your decor like?
That's too much to get into, but...
I mean, they actually shot them? This is a film of somebody actually being murdered?
No, not murdered. They were just setting him on fire while he was drunk and passed out.
That's funny.
They didn't kill him, then.
No, but he is dead now.
Yeah, but that was...
Because of the burns he suffered.
But it's strange because it's in the middle of the afternoon, there's kids laughing, Great Whites playing in the background, or like AC/DC Live. So, you know, these are people that really mean business when it comes to heavy metal and the haircuts that go with it.
What is the decor at your home, by the way?
What's the name of that film?
I just moved, so the decor is kind of unfinished. But
what was that, Anderson?
What is the name of that film?
Oh, Anderson wants to go kid.
It's Uncle Goddamn. I think it has there's a website for it, actually.
All right, Marilyn Manson here. I think we can hear Marilyn Manson song.
Sure.
We got enough time.
Yeah.
You cool, Anderson?
I'm going to call Anderson Uncle Goddamn from now on. That would be a good nickname for him, wouldn't it?
Yeah, Manson, we could play a song. Let's go.
All right. Chris, you ready to go? This is off the Best Of. It's called Personal Jesus. CD. It is out as we speak. Marilyn is in studio with us tonight. We'll take a quick break, and I don't want to talk to her. Who are we going to
talk about?
Someone has to take a polygraph test as part of probation for sex with a minor.
Leave the country.
That sounds all right. And then Jordan's a confused virgin. Nick, Jessica, still totally obsessed with ex-boyfriend. All right, we'll talk to either that one or the polygraph.
All right.
Or all of them.
All right.
After this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified. Marilyn Manson in studio tonight.
Hello.
Surprise to him, surprise to me and us, but not to Drew.
No, surprise to me.
Yeah, definitely. Drew, a surprise to everyone.
Surprise to me.
All right. Well, producer Ann doing her job. Tried to call me, but couldn't get hold of me.
Shocking.
I
that's
like
shocking.
I know.
Given the fact that you never turn your ringer off, you always check your voicemail.
It's pretty right. Have it. He's like rock and roll.
Yeah, I just, here's the whole
too
thing.
Too cool for school.
I'm
more responsible than you.
Well, here's scary, but probably true. But if you think about it, when the phone rings, there's a 10% chance it's going to be something you want to hear, 80% chance it's going to be something you really don't care about, and then the 10% where it's going to be some tragedy or something like grandma passed, it's the middle of the night kind of thing. But really, if you think about it, what are you going to do? You know what I mean? Like,
don't
what?
You have caller ID?
Be there for your family.
Yeah, but everyone's got the private thing on.
Be there to support your family.
Well, you got to get that thing where you have to unblock it.
Yeah.
That's the way to go.
I like that. I should do that. Drew, do you have that?
Yeah.
You know what I... two things I want to talk about.
And you can make yours say something that's not exactly you. Mine says something very...
Oh, really?
Drew would enjoy it. I don't... should I say it? Will that somehow identify me?
No. I don't know, but no.
I'll have to change it. I'll tell you later.
All right. What?
It's a psychiatrist that did a lot of drugs.
Oh, really? You mean Timothy Leary?
No. The penis guy.
Kinsey?
There's lots of those guys.
Freud.
Oh, Freud.
Oh, yeah.
See,
thanks. Now I got to change my number.
You know what we did? See, we went too deep.
Yes, yes.
We deep, outsmarted like ourselves. With the girl.
Yeah. We went too.
Yeah, we should have just kept it easy and obvious. But, Let me just say this. It was when's the last time we saw a potato bug? Remember those huge? They're like beetles. They got those big round heads and those pinchers, mandibles in front of them.
They're massive. Not any time recently.
I had a dream about one of those last night.
You did? You had a dream about a potato bug last night?
A potato bug meets
was
tarantula.
That the wet dream?
No, really? It was lying dead on a floor somewhere, and I had to clean it up. I thought, how am I going to clean this thing up?
Potato bugs have the heads that are round like grapes,
They're almost like a dog.
They're like Paris Hilton's dog.
Two huge teeth.
They're mandibles.
They're called Jerusalem crickets.
They call them Jerusalem. I would call them potato bugs,
out
too.
Here, yeah.
I hadn't seen one since my childhood.
Yeah.
I found one today. And they're so big that they actually make noise when they walk.
Yeah.
And I didn't, you can't crush a potato bug.
That was my dream was about.
You got to blow it up or something. Like you have to harpoon it.
You can't pick them up. They're too huge.
You set them on fire.
I should have. What I ended up doing is I
potato bug, goddamn.
Or put salt on them.
Would that work? Putting salt on them?
I don't know, but my keyboard player told me that if you're ever worried about someone when you're having sex, he used to do this in college, he'd squirt a lemon on a girl when he was going down below.
If she
screamed...
Right. Open wound.
Meant
open source.
Closed for business.
That's right.
Checks in the mail.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that a good... Do you like that method?
A little lemon on the calamari. You know what I'm saying?
I was just thinking, the oyster, yeah.
Nothing wrong
with
that.
Not for flavor. But it's incidentally.
Yeah, but unfortunately, I think it's a mucosal, and I think it's like squirting a lemon in your eye.
You need a cut in your eye. Yes.
You'd still scream.
I poured Jack Daniels down my chest once, and when it hit downstairs, it didn't feel good. So you try that too.
No, the sack is a sponge. I got gasoline on my sack once. Burnt me. Burnt my eggs real good. But the point is
a new song. The sack is a sponge.
I was trying to get rid of this potato bug, and all I could do is sort of try to get it to go up on this little piece of wood. And then I was going to fling it sort of out of the room, but I ended up shooting it like a hockey puck, And I kept sliding, bang, and something. And I started to feel bad for it, but you can't crush it. I didn't know what to do with it.
Put it in the freezer.
I couldn't get it.
What'd you end up doing it?
I ended up getting it and flinging it into the neighbor's yard.
Oh, perfect.
Yes. But I just thought, I haven't, you know, but that's the biggest insect there is, and not just size-wise, but just volume. Like water displacement test, potato bug, about the size of a raccoon.
Yeah.
Just crazy.
It's like the size of when you're 14, your penis.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for me. Yeah.
Or other people.
That's erect. That's erect.
Right.
But the big round head with the eyes.
Yeah.
Big eyes there and the mandible there. All right, Drew. Oof. Drew had a dream about a potato bug.
And saw a raccoon at Magic Mountain.
Huh?
So what's going on
here? All right, Drew. It's all coming together.
It's about living inside your head.
It's all coming together. Marilyn
had
a wet dream.
Great time at Magic Mountain.
Drew went to Magic Mountain on Friday. Had a fantastic time. Did a little free fall, did you?
I did.
Good times. Like, I'm too scared to do that one. I can't take it.
Oh, but now they've got rides. They're just crazy.
I went to Japanese Disneyland, and all of the songs were in Japanese. It was very disturbing.
Like Small World and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah.
In Japanese?
Oh, yeah.
And they had that ride where the guy got on top of the chick and spun around while he was in her?
The country
the
bears.
Yeah.
Did the helicopter on it.
Yeah.
Very country.
The line for that one was really long.
Oh, yeah. All right. Elizabeth.
Hi.
You're 26?
Yeah.
You have vaginal itching?
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Marilyn's bass player would squeeze a lemon on.
It's not. I'm not the
father. I don't have herpes. Don't need to worry about that.
All right. Let's go. What's the deal here, Elizabeth?
Back in March, I found out that I had HPV. Right. Genital warts. So.
Yes.
Warts.
Warts.
Oh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I went to the gyno, everything. They did a colonoscopy on me, and then they did cryo on me.
Cryo, uh-huh.
Yeah, and then ever since then, I've had this bad vaginal itching. I went back to the doctor. She thought it was a bacterial infection. I was on antibiotics. That didn't work. So I went back again, and she gave me another prescription, and then I've had the same problem. And now I don't have insurance, so I'm waiting till I can go back to see her.
Are you on any hormones, birth control pill, anything like that?
I'm not, no.
Do you wear jeans?
I do.
Have you tried anti-yeast medicine?
Yep. I've tried almost everything. I have bought the Vagisil anti-itch cream. That helps sometimes, but not all the time.
Are you continuing to be sexually active with your boyfriend?
No. The guy that gave it to me, I haven't seen him for 2 years. So
you're not having sex with anybody?
Mm-mm. Nope.
And you're nothing's...
Jeans.
Yeah, your vagina's not getting exposed to any latex or anything?
Mm-mm.
Anyway, okay.
Nope. I haven't had
so we've tried the antibacterial.
What kind of underwear?
Just
out of my own curiosity.
All that's heading for yeast. She's tried the anti-yeast
cream. Victoria's Secret undies, you know? So.
Really?
That might be the secret.
Hey, let me say this, by the way. I don't know why it reminded me, but, you know, once a year somebody models a $10 million Victoria's Secret
also,
bra.
Question. Yeah. I'm sorry, Donovan.
Sure, go ahead.
Shaven? Unshaven?
Shaven.
Important. Shaven.
Shaven.
There you go, Drew. Look that up in the literature.
Yeah.
I get a little itch when I shave, Drew.
Do you shave down there, Marilyn?
Well, but I'm looking. I've just pulled out an article that they published in the New England Journal a couple months ago about chronic vulvovaginal candida. It's a chronic yeast infection.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And this article talked about how frequent that is. For some women, it takes quite a bit more to clear it up than just the usual yeast creams. Uh-huh. And they're actually recommending a medicine called fluconazole.
Yeah.
Or diflucan. And that's something you got to get from a doctor or a clinic.
I also have them at the coin-op car wash, I think, too. You just hit the button.
Can, like, Planned Parenthood help me, or I don't know?
Yeah, Planned Parenthood. And you can make sure you document exactly what you've had done and what you've tried. But weekly diflucan has been associated with a cure for this kind of thing, if it is, in fact, due to Canada.
Yeah. That's Canada. Yeah.
Canada?
That's what they call it. Candida, right?
Yep.
All right. That's yeast, right?
Right.
All right.
So the whole country of Canada.
Oh, Canada.
Hello, Canada. Where's that come from?
Yeast?
No, Canada.
The name?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. It
probably all right.
Candid.
Okay.
It's got the word candid in it. It means don't tell.
Chelsea?
Yeah, hey.
You're 16?
Yeah.
You have a corset question for Marilyn Manson?
Yeah.
Perfect. Oh, how can I help?
Okay, I was wondering, first, I want to, congratulate you on your engagement.
Thank you.
Yeah, and, I think you're awesome, and I have that painting of you in my room, and it's huge,
thanks.
And I love you.
Thank you.
And
you wear a corset?
Yeah, sometimes.
It hurts, huh?
Not really. I feel
good.
Oh, it does.
Yeah. And
imagine maybe it'd feel like wearing a back, like, you know, the guys who work at the lumber yard have that lower back brace thing. Maybe it's that.
Well, when Dita wears it, she gets it down to 16 inches her waist.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
I met this guy, Mr. Pearl, who makes corsets. He's very famous. His waist is 12 inches, but he can't take the corset off because your body shapes to it.
Yeah.
Well, that's really
scary. Is he sleep in it?
It's uncomfortable to take it off. Because his organs.
Yeah, it hurts your back like a.
Oh,
it hurts
so if you take it off, like your liver will come out, your urethra or something?
I don't know, but that's extreme corsetry.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you were going to ask?
I wanted to know, like, which ones work the best. Dita's?
You know, I'm not the expert as much as she is, but I think you. It's a matter of finding one that's made properly. The ones that are made.
Have different kinds?
Yeah, not the ones that are mass produced.
Yeah, no, you know, and it doesn't have to be expensive, but the ones that are made by someone who knows what they're doing, because it has to be a corset maker that makes them.
Well, do you
and
get
the boning that's in them is very important that it's correct so that you
like
can move in it. It's not, you know, it.
You get them online or something?
You could find antique ones on eBay, but there's a lot of different places. I think if you wrote to Dita, her at Dita.net, she would be the best to ask, because I always have worn medical ones, and I wear them improperly, kind of down around the hip.
What do the medical ones do?
I wore it because
keep
I like the way it looked, but
abdominal
it's
hernia
good for your back. Yeah.
Yeah, it's actually to hold abdominal hernias and things like that. Yeah.
Oh. Are they called corsets?
Yeah.
I thought they were called like a truss.
A truss down lower, but the corsets for a bottom.
Oh, really? Yeah, I wouldn't mind sporting one of those. Should give me one of those.
Which one?
A lot of guys wear them underneath their business suits, probably.
With
lingerie.
A girdle.
I also like those neck rings, too, that those tribes wear in the Amazon jungle.
To make their necks long?
Yeah, the women get that real long neck going. Mm-hmm. Get that going.
I don't like the long neck thing.
Well, get that with the corset. You got a woman there. You got a woman. All right, let's take a little bit of a break. Marilyn Manson in studio tonight. New CD is out. It's Best Of. We'll hear something else off of that and talk to him after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Marilyn Manson joining us in studio tonight.
Yeah.
Always good to see Marilyn. Got a new CD out. It's a Best Of. It's called Lest We or Ye Forget.
Yeast. Lest We Forget.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a kind of a war memorial, you know, Lest We Forget or We Repeat the Past. So
right.
Kind of my musical document of the war that I've struggled through the 10 years to get from, to where I am.
It's been 10 years, right?
Bush 1 to Bush 2, yeah.
Well, I'm talking about you personally. Like, I mean, you hit and all the controversy began.
I started the band
ago?
In 1989.
And but
1990
became prominent national notoriety. What year? 94, 95?
In my head or in,
no,
in reality?
In Engineer Chris's.
I think, you know, Sweet Dreams was a best clip on MTV, and then Beautiful People. But the real problem started around
94?
Antichrist Superstar, when there was a lot of Christian groups creating a tremendous amount of false rumors that really put my life in danger. So I became completely nihilistic and went, I figured if I'm going to get shot, I'm at least going to enjoy it.
It's interesting. You never, maybe I'm being naive, but Drew, if he's honest, will probably agree with me, which is I never really thought about the danger part of what you were doing. I mean, I always just assumed, these fundamental wackos are pissed off, or, oh, look at Marilyn selling tickets.
Besides the protesting part, which is not as hard, there was so many death threats, at least 100 every show. We would have maybe 35 police with bomb dogs every night.
You forget, you were in Oregon State when I got attacked by a guy from outside of a, team down a stadium to rush the stage.
Really?
You weren't
there. He didn't get you?
No, sorry.
Son of a bitch.
But it's this tour's...
Hold on, I got to get my money back for that guy.
This tour's kind of bringing back a lot of those memories because we're playing some of these songs we haven't in a while. But I'm actually going to be in Denver on election night. And last time I was there,
Columbine,
was when I did the interview for Bowling for Columbine.
Well, I got a couple of thoughts. So one is, I forgot about the part where Larry Flint's in a wheelchair because people didn't like what he did, you know, and he was supposed to be in the ground. He's lucky,
yeah.
And he's in a wheelchair. So I never really thought about that aspect of what you do. The other part is as I was talking to someone in a smaller way, but some of the same details, which is like when we did the Man Show, we get a lot of complaints, and then eventually you just become the Man Show, or you become Howard Stern, or you become Marilyn Manson, which is then they expect it out of you, and you get to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because now you're Marilyn Manson, that's what you do, and Howard Stern does what he does in a smaller way when we did the Man Show. Oh, that's it. And Loveline, that's what you do, too. Like, at the beginning, it's always what gives you the right, and who the hell do you think you are, and what do you know, and we're going to do this, and now you just become that. Mm-hmm. So do you feel...
Well, I knew that when I did it, and... That's what I wanted. That's what I still want. You
but
know?
Do you get as you don't get nearly as much crap now as you did 10 years ago, do you? Because you're Marilyn Manson.
It's different.
Now.
It comes and goes in different ways. And this tour is called Against All Gods because it's now being me seems less evil in some ways, considering war being raged over religion and things like that.
I would argue though that it's you are accepted the same way Howard Stern is accepted now, and you're
part of the landscape.
You're becoming the fabric of the culture, and you're supposed to do right.
The two words, Marilyn and Manson, were my way of summing up American culture. Now that I'm part of it, you know, I think people don't understand me more necessarily, but they see me in some ways, especially after Bowling for Columbine, as an artist and not just an indescribable entity that's causing problems.
Right.
They see me as a...
And he's made, you know, he's not like a flash in the pan, like a Sister Soldier or someone like that, you know what I mean?
He's stood
the test of time.
People have been saying for 10 years, aren't you worried that your image is overshadowing the music? And I'm always I'm worried that the music's overshadowing my image.
Well, I mean...
It's all I want, because what I do is not just one thing. It's how people react to it. It's this interview. It's the way I look.
Is there a performance art element of it? Do you ever look at it that way?
Yeah, I look at it like Salvador Dali. He's like his best creation was being Salvador Dali.
Right.
I like it. It's it's like being a kid.
Right.
Living a fantasy, not being ashamed or afraid to do it.
Right. All right. Well, good times.
And you do that in your own way too.
Yeah.
Oh, he does.
Yeah.
Masturbates and naps. It's like being a kid again.
And I get freaked out by potato bugs.
Yeah.
We're going to run around.
And you got very excited about the pictures we just looked at.
Yeah,
like,
we just looked at
you really get conditioned
pictures.
To think that that's wrong. You
what?
Know, that to daydream, to fantasize, to do those things.
Yeah. I never really thought about the aspect of going out on stage and thinking that some religious fundamentalist wacko, the same guys that are shooting abortion clinic doctors, might put the crosshairs on your forehead.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know that every day I step out of my house that could happen.
But now, is it as acute as it was 8 years ago? I mean, there must have been a time when it was really a much more serious threat.
Antichrist Superstar, I think, was a little bit more to the point for them, so it inflamed them immediately.
Right.
I think, you know, a lot of different reasons for choosing personal Jesus, but I'm sure they're not real thrilled about that either.
Right. And is it one group in particular, or is it just that whole population?
I think I've managed to piss off every type of people in different ways, but that's the point. If everyone loves you, you're not making anything that's powerful. To me,
you hear that, Drew?
It has to be hate and love, all of it. It's not extreme.
Yeah. All right. Hey, look, it's the same with...
If everyone hates you, you're...
Yeah, it's bad, too. But it's the same with women, though. The worst you could have is someone who's just sort of indifferent. Like, when you like some chick, best she either hates you or is head over heels for you. What you don't want is that, who? Oh, I don't know. Never thought about it. That's the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Yes? The need to exist is man's fundamental drive.
All right. Don't get heavy.
Exist to other people.
Hold up, Nietzsche. We got to take a break. Marilyn Manson in studio tonight. We'll, now, Marilyn was just, you were going to hang for an abbreviated period of time. But you'll hang for one more break, won't you?
Yeah,
or,
sure.
Or longer.
I didn't know. I have an appointment with Dr. Hunter S. Thompson later, so I have to.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So keep him back for
tonight?
Yeah. You're meeting Hunter S. Thompson tonight?
I might if I get
get down here in time.
Oh, okay.
Before 7 a.m.
All right. All right. We'll take ourselves a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Hey, buddy, Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Marilyn Manson in studio tonight. New CD, Lest We Forget. It is a best of CD. We're going to hear something else off of that best of CD. Also, a big tour starting in about a week. Yes, Drew.
A couple things I want to say. One is we talked about vaginal itching, and I don't think I really adequately addressed that. I want to just take 1 minute here and say that there are basically three or four things that can cause vaginal itching.
Boring.
No, I know it is, but let me just finish it.
I'm not one of them.
It can be yeast, and, right. And there's about 10% of people with yeast. The yeast has trouble going away. You have to take a medication, a pill, to make it go away, and you may have to take it for a few weeks. Mm-hmm. The second is a low estrogen. The people who take the progesterone shots, Depo-Provera shots, sometimes get itching from the progesterone and the low estrogen. Mm-hmm. Older women get it from low estrogen. You can get it from bacterial infection, and so you need to take antibiotics or antibiotic cream. And there's a certain percentage that have it for like reasons that people don't know.
Yeah.
And that's actually a common problem.
The helicopter thing.
The helicopter guy's
probably got some problems.
She does. His partner may have some problems.
You good?
That was that. And the other thing is, I have to bring how much fun we had for my kid's birthday party at Magic Mountain. This is a Six Flags out here.
That's a segue.
That's not boring because it has one of those scary park types of things.
Yeah.
They have some really scary dudes working there who seem to get off on scaring the S out of people.
Oh, you mean it's at the haunt?
This Hell House thing? You guys know about this?
What's that?
I think Bill Maher may be part of it. But Christian radical groups had these haunted houses that are really in bad taste. Like they have like kids with AIDS and abortions. But they have a room for me where they're playing my music and a kid's shooting up the high school.
Yeah.
Oh, and they have one here.
No, here's what it is. Pardon me for interrupting.
But I made it in the haunted house.
I'm hip to it. There's an actual thing that they do in, I guess, the Bible Belt.
They send out kits, though.
So that your church can put this thing on. I don't think it's necessarily a Halloween thing. It's just here. It's scared straight for religious kids.
Yeah. But I went to one. Not this one, but I went to a real one. And it's so...
Where'd you go?
Where was it? In the Midwest.
Did they know it was you going through it?
No.
How wacky would that be?
It's really bad taste.
Yeah, this figure was an androgynous guy with no genitalia and like stars on his nipples, but they didn't know it was Marilyn.
Have his head shaved off.
No, what they do is this is like for people in the Bible Belt, like it's like here's what goes on in New York City and Los Angeles, and here's why you got to stay religious.
And here are the results.
And so it's this crazy stuff where people are getting like abortions and there's blood everywhere and people are shooting up and doing drugs.
It's a sort of an acting out of Sodom and
Gomorrah. Well, there's one room and it's like two kids having sex. In the next room, the kid's like dying of AIDS.
Wow. So there's like a kit that they send out so that you can put this little play on for your church and your flock. And they now naturally LA got one and the artsy folks got hold of it and they did it big time. And they do it up big time and then it becomes like performance art. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? For the homo atheists.
Well, good times.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. And then all the hip people from L.A. go to see it, and then they want me to go, but I'm like, listen, I talk to those people on the air every night. I don't want to see more abortions or anything.
You should be part of it.
Yeah,
You're the problem of some sort of itching.
I have so many things I want to talk about tonight.
Yes.
Another thing that I saw sort of a news release about the FDA considering once again the morning after pill. Mm-hmm. And they're trying to release it without a prescription for women over 16.
Yeah. Good.
And once again, the people that are against it have come up with spurious arguments about it interfering with implantation.
Yeah.
It drives me insane.
More right-wing crap.
Yeah, but it has nothing to do with the issue.
But they're not interested in stopping abortion. They're interested in people not having sex and getting away with it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
You can always go with that guy who wanted to find a different place to put it.
Yeah.
The helicopter man.
The helicopter guy.
No, the anal.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Junior college.
Our first caller, yes.
By the way, fellas, you want anal, go to junior college. Don't go to an Ivy League school. You ain't going to get anal there. Hey, you know, there should be like
go to jail.
There should go to prison. Yeah, there should be. You know, they have the party school listings.
Yes.
There should be an anal school listings. Like San Diego State would be up there.
Top one anal school.
But junior college, go junior college. That's where you get anal. All right, so Drew, yes, again, someone wanted to put the morning after pill out, and somebody wanted to get rid of it.
It absolutely. If you want to get rid of the morning after pill, you must get rid of all oral contraceptives because they all work the same.
Right.
And that's an argument I can't argue with, by the way.
But you understand.
It should come as a kit, like a Rohypnol.
It does come as a kit. After. It does come as a kit.
It's not the Rohypnol to get you there.
You get the roofie.
Morning after to get you.
Right.
Oh, I see Rohypnol to get
I'm not approving of the Rohypnol. An all trick. It happened to me before.
Someone
did it?
Gave you some?
Yeah, it was.
Actually, someone tricked Marilyn into giving it to them.
No.
No, what happened? Really?
Yeah.
How old were you?
It was like last week or something.
No.
Really? Have you ever taken a roofie?
I think so.
You think so?
I took a funny pill once. It was a nightmare.
Did anyone take advantage of you?
No.
Good.
Andy Dick tried.
Oh, my God.
Andy Dick.
He is known for his.
Who hasn't? Role. He tried to.
He broke into my house when I was on my last tour after I saw you.
Take it out!
Raping him.
He really did.
He broke in while you were there, or
no? I was out of town. He broke in, and my housekeeper. What are you doing?
Did he have a television? Was it like a? Wait,
no. He was looking for something.
Oh my!
Yeah, the thing about Andy Dick
is at this point
he lives it. You know, he's not. He's, you know, it's not some crazy caricature from TV. His life is much crazier than he actually lets you know.
Oh, yeah.
And he lets you know most everything, but it's still even crazier. It's more chaotic.
If we go off on that, we'll go for hours.
Okay.
I'm even distracted.
Yeah. All right, let's tighten it up. Let's bring it in. Let's break it down, and let's get it on. Let's get a hand in, gentlemen. Let's go now. Let's break it down. You ready to go? And remember, when you go half speed, that's when you get hurt.
That's right.
Okay, gentlemen?
You go 110%.
You go 110%. You go half speed, you get hurt.
That's right.
And a quarter speed, maimed. Yeah, and
so the faster you run, the harder you hit, the better it is for you.
Safer. So at half speed, that's when you get hurt.
Yeah, I don't know what you're
saying. All right, Marilyn didn't play a lot of Pop Warner football, I'm guessing. No?
No, I'm just thinking about the helicopter.
All right, you ready to roll?
Here we go.
Drew, you wanted to kiss some Magic Mountain?
I did. Ann slipped in here. That's called the Fright Fest, and it was really, really, we had a great time. We're going back.
Scared the crap out of you?
Scared the... They had clowns. These guys got off on scaring the S out of people.
Yeah, it's their job. They have to.
But, you know, the other thing is those rides are so violent. I mean, as you get older, it's you get off, you're like, okay, that's it, I'm done, I'm going home.
No, listen, first off...
Can I speak about incontinence?
Sure.
On one of those rides?
No. I have a story. I'm going to embarrass one of my band. My keyboard player was coming to rehearsal. He has a bad... he had a back injury, so... In the summertime, he's got the heat warmers on in his SUV or whatever he's driving.
Seat warmers, yeah.
And he did one of those, thought he was farting, but...
Right.
It crapped.
Right.
Yeah. With the heat warmer.
Good time. Right.
Cooking it up.
Right. Sure. Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, it happens to the best.
I rode with him today. It wasn't pleasant.
The car still...
Unloaded?
Well, no, it's just
smells like
fried Duke from earlier in the week.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
Anyway, you won't do that free fall, though.
No, I will not. I'll not do
that. I did that half a dozen times.
I'm too big a puss. Let me give you my theory with these rides. There's a very small acorn-sized part of your brain that realizes you paid admission and got in line. The rest of your body and the rest of your brain thinks that your car is tumbling off a cliff on a mountain overpass.
Well, there's something about G-forces that your brain is not able to process.
Your body freaks out. Like, your brain is going, hey, great, this is a free fall.
Yeah.
Your body's going, I'm dying. Oh, my God, I'm dying. Because you don't usually drop 18 stories without dying.
Yes.
And I imagine this is... And by the way, if you want to feel what it would feel like to die, like when someone pushes you off a building or something like that, I imagine... That's what it is. I don't think it's good for your body to think it's dying a whole bunch of times, because then actually there might be a time when you cry wolf, like you're actually dying and your body needs to do something.
How dare you?
This would be great. We'll come to a nice safe stop here and try it again. Meanwhile, you're impaled on a piece of rebar down the bottom of the construction site.
Yep.
Yes. And that's how the people that are really bad in movies, they don't just die, they get impaled. You know, I mean, they land on stuff.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so
or something falls off.
Dead
weather
times
vane.
Five. Yeah.
Garages.
They get
doors.
Like Wile E. Coyote kind of dead. All right, you ready to rock?
Yes.
All right.
You just scared me straight out of visiting my friend Hunter.
Yeah,
good.
Don't do it. Sean?
Hey.
You're 26?
I'm 26.
You have a question for Marilyn?
Yeah, more of a comment and then a question. I just wanted to send you some respect.
Thanks a lot, man.
Yeah, my pleasure. As far as what you were saying, Adam, as being performance art, I mean, whether you're scaring the crap out of people or, I almost said it, I got myself.
All right.
Or people love you, that's what it's all about, right? Either just getting some sort of reaction, mad, sad.
Crazy. Making people think. Yeah, I think that's kind of mandatory for art.
And I made a lot of assumptions about you just because I'd never really spent any time with your music and just kind of, you know, only saw what I saw in the media. And then after seeing your interview with Bowling for Columbine, it was like the complete opposite of the assumption that I and many other people make, I think. I mean, it was so peaceful and so logical and fundamental compared to what all these other people are thinking and assuming, which is, you know...
Well, thanks. I mean, I can't expect everybody to like the type of music I make, but that's not a reason to change the music. So I've really come to learn that it can't be everything contained within the music. So I have to be able to use my art or acting or whatever outlet I can to be happy. You know, I got to a point, I was talking to Dr. Drew 6 months ago, where I felt frustrated. I didn't have the right outlets, and that becomes negative for anyone. But I realized that the ideas and the aesthetic that Marilyn Manson is supposed to represent, I can put it in other places, you know. But the music is the center of it, but there's other ways to have enjoyment in life.
What, are you working on, I don't know, screenplays, books, that kind of stuff, musicals?
Well, I paint a lot, and I've got, you know, a couple movies that I'm doing after this tour's over, but
acting in?
Yes.
How about a musical? I just thought about that, but it seems like
Hard to Hold with Rick Springfield.
Yeah, that was an awesome movie, Drew. He was Rick Springfield, and the chick was the chick that liked Rick Springfield. It's awesome. He played the guitar
Perfect.
In it.
No, I'm actually, the movie I'm playing next, it's in December in Berlin with Alan Cummings and a couple other people. I play the Red Queen. It's a strange Alice in Wonderland thing, so I'm actually a woman, not a drag queen.
Interesting. I was just thinking, you know, they're taking all these crazy subjects and making them into very successful musicals, and I thought, you know, between the music part and your love of sort of production and theatrics.
It is something I've been talking to some people about. Dave Stewart and I talked about collaborating something. Yeah.
For music, interesting.
Mm. Yes.
Mm. All right. Let's talk to Nick.
Not the Ten Commandments.
No, not that.
Who's on hold for 51 minutes. He's 18.
Hello?
Wants to beat a polygraph test.
That would be very convenient for me. What is going on, guys?
Let's go.
Manson,
leave the country.
Manson, I'm a huge fan. Oh, my God. It's great to
Thanks.
Talk to you. I went to go see you on the Guns N' Roses Government tours on January 5th on your birthday. I took my dad to go see you. That was one of the best ever seen.
That was the night that I consummated my relationship with Dita.
Really? How are you doing, by the way, if you don't mind me asking?
Good.
You're getting married. No, congratulations.
Early next year, thanks, yes.
Awesome. I'd like to go to the wedding. I'd be sick.
Well, but, maybe you could work it.
Are you coming back to Portland?
Portland? I'm not sure what all the tour dates are, but we're headed that way in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, I got some tickets for, I think it was July 2003, and you guys canceled because Pogo jacked up his hand somehow.
Yeah. My keyboard player broke his hand. Oh. He's the one who cooked his feces.
Hey, guy wears a lot of hats. I mean, he's versatile. Shows us a lot of range. Uh-huh. He's not busting his hand. He's crapping on himself. What can't that man do? Plays a keyboard?
He drinks urine, too.
Yeah, and I saw him eating glass on a home video or something.
Eat glass, too, yeah.
Classically trained, though.
Wait, what was he going to ask?
Yeah, Nick, what? Didn't you have a question about a polygraph test?
Yeah, sorry about that. I just got to talk to my man for a little bit. But, about 5 months ago or so, I got in a little bit of trouble on this girl. She lied to me about her age, and we ended up having sex. I was 17, she was 14.
Oh.
Here in Oregon, we have these minimum sentence laws. They're like Measure 11. Have you heard about that? I guess
no.
Sentence. If you commit a certain crime, you'll get like, 7 years in jail minimum. Oof. It's like, mandatory kind of thing. And anyway, I had a good attorney. I got off about 5 years probation. I have to register as a sex offender. I mean, it was a really bum deal. My Yeah, my parents were...
I almost had to register as a sex offender for that.
The
security guard, but that... That they realized that it was nonsense, but that's very different. So go ahead. And
continue. Well, here's what I don't understand about this statutory stuff. If you're with a, if, well, first off, you know, you're 17, you're not 33.
Yeah.
She's 14. She's not 11. There's plenty of 14-year-old chicks who could pass themselves off as 18 or 19. How is it illegal if the person says to you, I'm 18, and that's what you're saying she
Isn't
said.
Isn't it all she has to do? Present, yeah, you, the you know, parents press charges? Is,
yeah, yeah. No, the DA did. She went to the grand jury and told them right then there she lied to me about her age, and it was her fault. They didn't care one bit. They're like, nope, we're going to screw this kid's life over. This has been one of the hardest times of my life. I'm having,
Did she press charges?
Hold on a second. It's sort of like if somebody sells you their car except for they stole it.
Right.
But they say, oh, no, it's my car. And you go, oh, okay. And you buy it from them. And then later on, they arrest you for stealing a car. And it's like, yeah, but the guy said it was his car. I just bought it from him. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, it's not illegal to have sex with a woman. And God knows, you just assume they're your age or whatever it is.
Well, if he's telling the truth, they'll pass the test.
But part of the deal is, though, he's telling the truth that he did have sex with her, though. But fact is, she can't render consent. She may have changed her story.
I understand.
She was not saying
to the DA, I lied to him. I told him I was 18.
The story may have changed times along. The other thing is she doesn't look 20. She's clearly a teenager. And he, even if he was 17, is not supposed to have sex with her under 18.
Mm-hmm. Nick?
She looks so much older than she
Well, where'd you meet her?
Right. At school. She was a freshman, and I was a junior.
All right, so you knew she wasn't 17. How stupid do you have to be, Nick?
She told me she was held back and stuff, and I was just, you know...
Hold on a second.
It doesn't matter. So was she 15 and not 14? That's still illegal.
But that's weird. It's high school. You're both humping under the same gym roof. You know what I mean?
That's the point. Why, you know, somebody has to press the charges, and that's why you shouldn't take risks.
It's different in every state.
It's different, but the fact is somebody decided to... You know, take it on.
I also think. By the way, you know this side we've talked
Which,
about.
Is
this.
He going to be charged as an adult?
You know, I don't think it matters. If, you know, who the perpetrator is, just has somebody having sex with an underage woman.
By the way,
can you be a perpetrator at 17?
Yeah,
it just seems sad.
Anybody in your high school is fair game. By the way, I mean, or
well first of all, if you can get laid in high school, I mean, I never. Even
this is to your point, though, that we should have maybe ninth graders away
this,
from the
This is why I don't think it's a great idea to bust the ninth graders. Like, when I went to high school, it was 10th, 11th, and 12th, and now it's 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th, and you have ninth graders. Big age difference, but it's a
I
big
went to
year.
Christian school, so.
Really? God help us all.
That is ironic.
The big difference between ninth grade and 10th grade. And
gloves.
And when I went to high school, it's just anyone who was in that high school was fair game. Like, you guys all just went to the same high school. You all could just hump each other if you could.
But back in those days...
Did you see that movie 13?
Yeah.
No, I mean, that's kind of...
Understand that.
Yeah, all right. Well, anyway, somebody pressed charges, and now you're screwed. And what's the deal with the polygraph test?
They should, like, just to make sure I'm not some pedophile that just bones 5-year-olds, you know, every day. They give me polygraphs every 6 months for, I guess, the next 5 years of my life. And they ask me other questions, like, have you been drinking and using alcohol and, like, drugs and all that fun stuff. And, I've been doing a lot of coke and drinking lately, and I'm wondering, you know, I'm pretty sure that's going to come and kick me in the ass.
Are they going to drug test, too?
No, they're not even really doing that. They're just polygraphing me. They're going with that. So that's
how you're gonna have to answer that honestly then.
Well, in the polygraph, I don't even really think it's admissible.
I don't think so either. They say
you know what? They shouldn't be able to ask him if he's doing drugs without a lawyer. You should speak to your parents about a lawyer.
They shouldn't be asking you.
I have one. I called him up, and he told me, like, I went to go get one, but, like, my attorney told me not to, you know, answer specifics about the case itself, which happened in other incidents.
All right, hold on. Wait a minute. First off, there's way more here than meets the eye, as per usual.
Of course.
Wasn't like you were just some, a student in high school who got hooked up with some younger classmate.
Right.
So anyway, look, Nick, you're 18. You're on probation.
Now, yeah.
yeah, you are now. You're doing a lot of blow and whatever else. How about you reel it in just a little bit? And just, you know.
Get things going.
Think about going to college or something.
I'm planning on doing that. Like, I'm a senior in high school, and right after
I think
this,
he's worried about this interfering with that.
Well, the alcohol and the blow is going to screw it up more than anything.
Yeah, I mean.
Like, this is a lot for me to deal with, and I have, like you guys were talking about just a little bit, I have no output to take it out on. There's, you know, not much I can do about it. I just have to.
Okay, but here's the whole thing, Nick. Whether you're falsely accused or not, now that's a little bit of a wake up call for you to, straighten up a little bit.
Yeah, but he wasn't falsely accused.
Yeah, well, I don't mean falsely accused, but what I mean is he may have thought she was this age, according to him. Yeah, I know she's in the fourth grade.
Yeah.
Exactly. She got held back 14 grades. I know. It's convenient.
Well, if it's any advice for me, I've been bad, I've been worse, I've been less, whatever. But don't run from that by doing drugs and alcohol. I'm not trying to be Mr. Don't Do Drugs and Alcohol, but that's not going to help you. You got to face it in different ways. I'll tell you that much, okay?
Yeah. And here's the thing, everybody.
Because drugs and alcohol are actually supposed to be fun. And if you're doing it because you're miserable, that's the worst thing that could happen.
Here's something we should talk about, which is you got to earn the right to do some blow and some alcohol. Here's what you have to do. You have to go to and smoke and do everything
besides
else.
Besides being 21.
Yeah, you have to go to school. You have to get some education. You have to get a direction. You have to get a career. You have to get a plan. Maybe it's college. Maybe it's some vocational training. You have to get your ass in order. And then if you want to start boozing, that's your prerogative. But not at 17 or 18, especially with the blow. You got to pay the fiddler a little bit. You got to do your work. I booze it up now. Okay.
I never did drugs until I was 23 years old.
Yeah, me neither. Sort of. We don't count pot, coke, and heroin.
They have done it.
And that horse, what is that horse tranquilizer? And crystal, and what's the horse tranquilizer?
You know, he's, I could see,
no, what's the
he's
horse
in a one? Really, That's he's quaaludes. In a bad position, and it sucks, you know.
Hold on, quaaludes are horse tranquilizers?
Yeah.
That's what they use quaaludes for?
They used to, yeah.
For horses?
Oh, ketamine. You're talking about ketamine.
I'm talking about PCP.
That's cat tranquilizers.
Oh, no.
PCP. Yeah. PCP. Angel dust. Yeah. Mm-hmm. True. What do you mean quaaludes?
They use quaaludes and ketamine.
On horses?
On animals, yeah.
What'd they invent quaaludes for?
I'll look it up.
Not for horses.
This stuff is used. Ketamine is used on almost exclusively animals now.
Give me some of that.
Give me the horse stuff.
Yeah, it's for cats.
You cook it up in your oven. And
I believe quaaludes was used on large animals.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But not invented specifically for them.
Well, go find out
about quaaludes. Okay. Marilyn Manson in studio tonight. Drew, useless, by the way. Could not come up with PCP. Couldn't come
PCP
up with PCP.
PCP is a dissociative. That's a total.
Couldn't come
thing,
up so. With the PCP. We'll take a quick break.
Let's play the dope show. It's appropriate.
There you are.
We'll be right back. Oh yeah, we're gonna hear the dope show after this. Hey everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew, feverishly at work at the computer. Marilyn Manson in studio tonight. We will hear something off the new CD or the best of CD, lest we forget. Which is a best of CD. We will hear a cut off that. I think we're going to hear the dope show off that. Marilyn is hanging around for one more break, so let's take a question for him.
Good.
And
I think you were right about the fenciclin, though. I glanced at some stuff, and it looks like it was originally a veterinary anesthetic.
I think that was Marilyn's take. Nick?
Hey.
Yes?
Hey,
Nick, you're 17.
Yeah, I got two questions for Marilyn.
All right, Nick.
First off, what inspired you to remake Personal Jesus?
I'll tell you exactly. And it'll sound strange, but when I was mentioning about being in a weird place 6 months ago, I almost had what they like to call a moment of clarity in a strange way. I was having a lot of people talking to me about believing in things and finding a center because I was really depressed. I wasn't sure if I wanted to keep making music, and the song came on the radio, and I realized that it came out the same year I started the band, and with what was going on in politics and everything in my life, it had a completely different meaning, And I realized that it had that innate Marilyn Manson sort of rhythm that I like to use. So I thought it would be ironic, obviously, as well. And with, you know, this was a big year for Jesus with the Mel Gibson movie. And,
yeah.
And the whole election is really about they're using religion once again. So I thought that would be something good. And I'm happy with the way that came out.
I have one more question. I was wondering, when you came up with your name, Marilyn Manson, did you come up with any other combinations before you finally settled on that?
I'm not sure if there was any other attempts. It Sorry. Really spilled out like abracadabra.
Really?
That's what I could relate
it
to
works,
the most.
Yeah.
Because the two, if you said, I mean, maybe,
Charlie Monroe doesn't work.
Maybe yeah. now it doesn't.
But you
can't.
Got, like,
you can't think of it anymore. But you could say Manson, and it was Charles Manson. You could say Marilyn, and it's right. her. Now I might have screwed that up. But
yeah, you could do like Jane Bundy or something. but
we've
now
had
this works.
A, you know, and the band had that initially, but you know, over the years since it's changed, we didn't think that that was something to carry on with. But no, there wasn't a different one. That was the one, and I knew at the time that I would eventually be sitting here answering questions about vaginal itching.
I wish I knew. Hey, Nick?
Yeah?
All right, you're good, buddy.
All right, and Adam?
Yeah?
Altadena, checking in at 77.
Wow. Yeah, he's calling from the Pasadena, Altadena area there, Drew, giving us the weather. Although we actually had weather here.
I know, it's beautiful.
It rained. It was crazy. It was like
water coming out of the sky in Los Angeles. It's crazy.
Yeah. And I was staring at my window at this big field that the DWP owns by my house, watching the big sprinkler system going off the entire time it was pouring. And we talk about this all the time. You drive, you know, it rains, you know, 4 days out of the year out here. But the 4 days it rains, you'll be driving at night. You're seeing the big sprinkler going off. And I thought, you know, they always hammer the drought thing and they hammer the conserve the water and all that. Yet the city is not been able to go on the internet, spend $18 and get one of those little devices that shuts the sprinklers off when it rains, which they've had for 20 years. Why? I don't understand how that works. I don't understand how the city tells you to save water and they do it. I mean, it's literally pouring buckets while the sprinklers are going off. You couldn't waste water. I mean, they should have been out front washing all the city vehicles that day too. I don't understand how that works.
Or at least filling little bags for breast implants.
Yeah, I don't understand what the plan is with that. And I don't understand why, especially when you're talking about millions of gallons, because it's on done, you know, on such a large scale.
Yeah.
Why no one's worked that thing into the equation, and how
maybe,
does that work?
Maybe you should run for a city office. You can get the left turn signals taken out. Get people to move their ass and get rid of the water.
As somebody who's driving down that, a citizen who's driving down the freeway, doesn't anger anybody to see the sprinklers going off while it's pouring?
You know, it's interesting. Most of the country don't know what you're talking about.
Oh,
the
really?
Idea of irrigation systems, they don't. The rest of the country doesn't need that because it rains every other day.
Yeah. Well, we live in a desert, which they beat the crap out of you with. Marilyn, we're going to hear a song from Marilyn Manson, and then he's going to go home and like drink some Laudanum or something.
But, I'm going to consult with my personal physician.
We're going to, I think we'll take one call, and then we'll hear a song. Christina?
Yeah?
You're 19?
Yeah.
What's Hello, up? Christina.
Hi. Basically, I'm pretty bummed right now because I've been with this guy for 3 years, and he wasn't my boyfriend. He never really claimed me as a girlfriend or anything, and I kind of messed up, and I kind of had sex with his best friend.
Yeah, well, it's payback time.
Yeah, you're mad at him for not being the boyfriend.
He didn't step up.
So you're going to let him know. Hey, you don't be a boyfriend? Fine. That's fine. I can do whatever I want.
Yeah. Oh. And by the way, you never want to get a chick into that. Oh, you mean I can do what I want? Oh, we're free. We're free
yeah,
and clear.
We'll
just
see
a
about
sexual
that.
Thing.
Just yeah.
All right. I'm going to nail the Sparklets guy. Then I'm going to nail the census guy. Then I'm going to nail the guy who put the flyer on my windshield. Then who's your best friend? What's your dad's name? All right. That's just this afternoon, by the way.
The pay vengeance sex is something that guys don't get to do. Nor are they motivated to do it, really. You know what I mean?
No.
Guys want sex because they want sex. But women use sex for
once in a while, you get on the winning end of the vengeance sex. Mm. And here's how you know it. If it's a girl who's humping you and you're like, what's going on here?
It's actually called a grudge. You know what?
Right. And
I don't know why the helicopter guy's doing it, but
that's all about timing. That's just about being in the right place at the right time as a guy.
Yeah. So, Christina, part of the problem is yours for not having been honest with him that you wanted to have him as a boyfriend.
Well,
now, of course, you didn't.
I just didn't even know if he really cared about me.
Or I understand. Again, that's part of the problem, Christina. You didn't ask him. You didn't belly up about this and say, look, we need to have a relationship here. Now, part of the reason you didn't is because you know he would have probably found a way to weasel out of that. But this is an interesting way to get his attention, certainly.
He was committed enough to say the guy was his best friend.
And to get angry
about it. She wasn't the girlfriend.
And to get angry about it. She's managed to do that, but his sort of anger is really not because he really cares about you. It's kind of a visceral, testosterone-driven, territorial reaction rather than something empathic towards you.
Either way, and do you like the best friend, by the way?
Well, 3 years is like a lease on a car. He's got to make a commitment.
Right.
Well, his best friend's really nice to me, and it seems like he really likes me, but the other guy, he's always really mean to me when he's around everyone else.
Yeah, well, why would you put up with this guy for 3 years that is treating you like crap? He's using you as a receptacle only.
Bad dad, I'm going with.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Christina, where's your dad?
Mine?
Florida?
Oh, my parents are together. They're happily married for about 30 years now.
What happened?
Yeah, what's the matter?
What set you up?
Huh?
What set you up for this?
What's the problem?
What set me up for...
To be exploited.
No, I just really like him. No,
Christina. Why would you put yourself in a relationship where you're being exploited and sit there for 3 years and not pipe up about it?
Well, I do, but I don't know. He's...
All right, listen. She's just... look, you're 19. You're stupid. You get locked in. Whatever. The less attention he pays you, the more attractive he becomes. It's just an adolescent cycle that hopefully you break.
3 years
sometime.
Are pretty good.
3 years, pretty good
and
run.
Then, and then have sex with the best friend and create that kind of chaos. It suggests something going on with Christina.
All right. Well, maybe this is what it took
That's
to
common law
shake
marriage
things
some
up.
Places. It's true.
Dad must be an alcoholic.
Whatever. Just move on. That's worse. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. All right. One last question for Marilyn. Christine.
Hello.
What's up?
Hi. I just wanted to ask Marilyn. Are you bisexual?
Sexual?
Are you bisexual?
Bisexual.
if you don't want to...
I would say technically I could be convicted of such a thing, but I don't... I like women. But, you know, I have been in situations, whether it's for just to be funny or... I don't think that I find pleasure from I'm not attracted to guys.
Well, I think you're very sexy.
Well, thank you.
Christine, are you drunk?
No.
Sissy.
Doctor?
Well, I should amend that by saying that I'm not afraid to say if I think a guy is attractive or something like that, but that doesn't mean I want to, have sex with the guy. But... You know, I'm just not as macho as most people who are very afraid to admit,
Right, like Bruce, petrified of his sexuality, so he has to put on a hetero front.
Anal or anything like that?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, sounds intoxicating.
Not with a guy.
Hey, Chris.
I've kissed a guy before. And,
To me, worse than anal, by the way. I'd rather do the anal.
I've kissed a few guys before.
I'd rather have the guy do the helicopter on me than kiss.
If a guy has a beard, though, it's not really
weird.
My thing.
Yeah, last time Manson was on, he said something about, if he had his dick in his mouth and there's a condom on it, that didn't really make him gay, right?
Yeah.
I said, if I had a man's penis in my mouth and had a condom on it, did make me gay. But also, as long as I don't have an erection,
I see no arousal. Okay. Trojan's coming out with mint-flavored condoms next year.
And they should come out with ones that don't make you gay.
Well, if they're mint-flavored.
but here's...
I sneeze from
mint.
I
said they ought to put some with a floss in there, too.
All right, here's the waxed condom. Christine.
Yes?
you're not drunk.
No.
Do you, I have this effect on women. Why don't you just stand down?
Do you have any problems? And men too.
Yes, I have a respirator,
A what?
A respirator?
A respirator in my throat in the hospital that was administered wrong, and therefore my vocal cords are kind of messed up.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
By the way, making fun of this poor girl when she's drunk.
So she sounded intoxicated.
She's traumatized. Yeah. Okay, how dare you?
Why were you on a respirator?
I had pneumonia, and then I was administered into the hospital, and they put me on a respirator, and then I coded for 40.5 minutes.
Yeah. Well, how did a young person get pneumonia serious enough that they needed to be on a ventilator?
Well, I'm calling from Phoenix, Arizona, and here we have Valley Fever, and so. It was either that or chemical pneumonia from spray painting.
When I was a kid, I had pneumonia 3 times.
Really?
Now she needed to put on a breathing machine.
Ooh.
She said she coded 3 times. She was dead 3 times.
Really?
And on a ventilator.
What?
But
Christine,
there's something missing here, Christine.
Yeah. What are we missing?
What makes a young person get ill enough that she needs to be on a ventilator from pneumonia?
Well, because I had, a bunch of junk that collected in the bottom of my lungs. And
why? So, from what? Were you using drugs?
Well, no, but the point of the matter is it doesn't matter what. No, it was.
Well, we're trying to make sense of this because 20-year-olds don't get pneumonia.
Well, please tell Drew the goddamn answer, would you?
Well, I am, goddamn it.
Well, tell him. Wait, I had stuff collecting, and what are you talking about?
No, it was. I had no symptoms at all, and I went to the hospital. And I said, I'm not feeling right, whatever. And so they put me into CAT scan.
Is there a job?
I remembered I was, in a coma for 10
okay.
days.
Christine, so, yeah. is it some job that you do, like the spray paint aircraft, or do you smoke?
Work in a coal mine?
Do you smoke drugs or something?
My father sprayed Agent Orange.
My truck.
You spray painted your truck.
Yeah.
So maybe that was it.
Yeah.
So you had maybe a chemical pneumonia.
You didn't wear a respirator.
That's what I think it was. Chemical pneumonia.
Okay. All right. I think
25-year-olds don't end up on a ventilator unless
it's
something
going on. Maybe done some brain damage too as well.
I'm gonna pimp your ride.
Oh, by the way, you want to talk about white trash? Spray painted the truck. What the hell? Hold on.
I had pneumonia. Bad.
Christine.
Always sick.
Christine, you spray painted your truck.
Well, yeah, I have a 454.
Uh-huh, big block.
A big block.
Marilyn and Drew don't know that for very different reasons, but still there's only one man in this room, and he knows what a big block 454 is. It's a Chevy.
Yeah, Chevy 74, and
mm-hmm.
74. I spray painted it, and I didn't have... the right proper ventilation.
Where'd she say she works?
I guess she did this on her own time.
Where do you work at?
Well, I'm on disability right now.
You spray painted it. Why are you on disability?
Well, because when
from what job though?
Like without lack of oxygen, kind of like.
Do you work at a bar?
Oh, okay.
I used to dance.
Ooh.
Ah,
wow.
Oh, boy.
I think you get a discount if they have a little.
Oh, no. Now you're going to love this. Yeah.
No, but there's a lot of cigarette smoke in there.
Yeah. No, you spray paint. Now, were you using cans of spray paint or using.
Huffing?
What do you call that?
You had a compressor and a. You're using spray, but you weren't using a mask. Okay. Wow. And you're just putting on cans. Were you doing like lacquer or something? Does your dad own a body shop or something?
No, it's a strip bar. You gotta go back to that. They don't clean those poles.
They were doing that, and just for a year, it just felt really low in my lungs, and I didn't know it.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I've treated thousands of people with pneumonia, many on ventilators. So far, not a single stripper. We're waiting for
it. Hey, everybody, this is all along. She's got brain damage from spraying her El Camino. Welcome to the stage, Candy! Sharon, stage 5, stage 5, sure. Businessman's Lunch, Japanese free. All right, Marilyn Manson. Oh, we're going to hear. No. But, all right, we're taking a break. Then we'll come back and hear Marilyn.
And the dope show.
Marilyn is going to say bye. God bless you for coming by, Marilyn. I was.
This guy's got to get up in the morning, too. Big announcement in the morning.
Big announcement in the morning. Oh, got to get up? Yeah. Yes, make a big announcement. All right, Marilyn, always a delight.
Or play it through.
Thanks for coming by. And promise you will like
I always learn something new. Home. But I knew
that there was something up with
her. There was a strip bar involved.
Yes, yeah. It was good impulse. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Get it on. I tell you, got to get it on, Drew.
It is wild talking to Marilyn. I feel like I've stepped into a parallel universe when I'm with Marilyn Manson.
Yeah.
Yeesh, Uncle Goddamn and this Helicopter Man.
That's my new name.
I learned things. What?
Yeah, you got to call me Uncle Goddamn now.
Oh, that is your name. Don't worry about it. The video's online. We watched it.
Yeah, I just watched it, too. It's sick.
It's crazy.
You do feel you feel high when you're around him.
He's spun. Yeah, I feel kind of spun, yeah.
Yeah. And you feel like you could talk into something weird sexually. Come on, man. I'm not going to hand
you. Or whatever. You're doing weird things, yeah.
Yeah. I might do something weird. Like we could do some mushrooms, go out in the woods, and you could, like, cornhole, man. I'd be like, I guess this is cool. Actually, I'm going to need a note for my wife. Is that cool? Yeah.
Anna's getting off on the image.
If Marilyn Manson, but seriously, like if Marilyn Manson did something weird to your husband, Ann, like did something weird to Doug, it would be much better than just some dude who was on a softball team, right? I mean,
oh yeah,
it's like
you can kind of understand it.
It's a kind of part chick.
Not understand
or,
it, but
yeah,
somehow it makes sense.
I'll tell you what it is. It's almost the equivalent to you cheating with some guy that you're really hot for. Like you getting it on with John Stamos or some guy you grew up watching on Days of Our Lives or something.
Because it's not real. It's just kind of...
And I'll give you a pass because that's him or that's whatever. So I think if you got to go gay... I think if you go gay with a Marilyn Manson or possibly like even Andy Dick like we talked about earlier...
You're gay.
You're cool. You go gay with, like, I don't know, Terry Bradshaw, and it gets weird.
Yeah.
It gets weird. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or just some guy you work with. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Speaking of gay, we got to play a song now called Play Gay Late.
Oh, okay. Let's hear something, as promised, from Marilyn Manson off the Lest We Forget, which is the Best Of CD just out. This is a classic called The Dope Show.
Dope show, we're all stars now. In the dope show, lots of pretty ones. I wanna kiss you high. But all the pretty ones leave you low, blow your mind. We're all stars now. Show, we're all stars now. In the dope show, I love you when you're on all the covers. When you're not, and they love another. They love you when you're on all the covers. When you're not, and they love another. Drugs, say.
It's Loveline. I feel like hell. We got caught up with Marilyn Manson. Jessica, 20 over here, has been on hold for 132 minutes. Maybe a record. Sorry, baby doll.
It's okay.
Maybe we get her in last night.
I'll tell you
night.
What we have to do is we have to get you in first tomorrow night. Yeah.
Tomorrow night?
Sorry.
Yeah. So screeners will call you back. Okay, hold on, all right?
Okay.
Don't hang up on Jessica. Sorry, she's been on hold since before the show started. And then also, Jordan, we got to talk to you tomorrow night. Uh-oh, Jordan.
Oh, you just hung up on that one?
Well, I didn't. I just hit it. I didn't hang up on him. I just punched him up.
There you go.
Jordan, are you still there?
No, you hit seven.
We're good. We're good.
Oh, I did. All right.
Jordan, you're there?
Get Jordan, too, and then also get Alex. He's been on hold for 73 minutes. All right, my deep-felt apologies, my heartfelt apologies to all who've been on hold for so long. Got caught up. Marilyn, I want to thank Marilyn Manson for coming in here. Lest we forget, name of the new CD, it's the best of. Going to be on tour in the next week or so, coming to a town near you. So until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
I just wanted to ask Marilyn, are you bisexual?
Sexual?
Are you bisexual?
Bisexual.
This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.